Fox, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Another good morning, man. Telling you.
7:13, Brock Hunter.
I have a family in town from Florida. And they're going back Monday, I believe. It's coming Monday. And the one was like, you know, I could be here all summer. He's like, you guys don't understand. You have the perfect weather right now.
Yeah, our summer is fantastic. Because then everyone goes south to Florida during the winter because it gets cold as balls up here.
Oh,
man.
It gets cold. Yeah. It's getting real cold.
Yeah, see, and that's great. I don't know how people can live in Florida year-round. And I'm not knocking your family. If they're listening right now, I'm sure they're lovely people. I'm sure they enjoy riding
Florida
gators.
Florida in the winter, though,
whatever.
Is perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah, that's why people go there. The snowbirds. They go down. They go south for the winter because up here it's cold, and they can go down there and it's perfect. But if you live in Florida year-round, why? Why do you hate yourself? All right, you don't need to punish yourself. All right?
It is brutally hot there in the summer. It becomes August. Oh, my God.
Oh, the air. What is it, 100% humidity? Ugh.
In the swamp, dude.
Ugh.
You know? And surrounded then, by water.
Not to mention, you got to fight off gators and meth heads. I just don't know.
It's entertainment. They handle it.
I guess. When you're used to it, you know?
You know?
You just kind of, you learn to deal with the humidity.
I just love some things about Florida. It really is like an adult playground, dude. Like, there's some things in Florida you're like, we don't have this in Michigan. Like, it's because people are too uptight in Michigan. This is only a thing because we're in Florida.
Yeah.
You know? And there's multiple things like that.
What's that old saying in Florida? It's not so much the heat or the meth heads or the gators. It's the gosh darn humidity. That's what it is. I think that's what they say. That's what they say.
You know, like, things that you could get away with in the 80s, early 90s, 70s, you know? Like, you can still get away with some of those things in Florida.
Oh, Florida doesn't have the same rules as the rest of the country.
Exactly.
Come on now. What are you talking about?
It's kind of
about?
A good analogy, really.
Yeah.
Like, remember back in the day, blah, blah, we used to, blah, you can't do that now. Well, you still can in Florida.
Yeah, Florida is just, it's like a time capsule back to just before we knew better, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, doctors in Florida still smoke cigarettes. That's kind of what it's like. All right.
Turn out fine.
Yeah.
But it turns out fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a different breed, man.
Drive-through liquor stores in Florida. I mean, come on.
Yep.
There's no height limit on how high you jack up your truck in Florida. Okay.
That's a fact.
That is a fact.
You might have to drive through some mud, Brock.
Yeah. You never know. You might be in a gator infested swamp. Okay. And
dude,
you got to get
it.
Your,
I love it.
Your jacked up F-150 4x4 through it. Well, you're set to go.
I'm going to live there for like a month or two in the winter. Just split the winter up a little bit.
If you want to go to a place where you can get at any point in time a straw cowboy hat and a puka shell necklace at any convenience store.
Yep. Damn right, son.
Boom. Florida.
Or give me one of those gator heads. You know, they cut the gator head off and they...
Yeah.
You know, one of those little...
Yeah, you see it right there and they got it just right... It's at, like, the bodega. And
you can put it on your desk or whatever, you know. Oh, you got a gator head.
Even better, the cashier was the one that caught the gator and then...
You're damn right.
And then taxidermied it right
there
in the back.
Gator shining,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. These are caught here by our local Senex employees. This is great.
Dude, that's no joke, though.
Florida, man. It's Xanadu. It's Xanadu, and we love it. Anyway, well, tell your family safe travels back and glad they came up here to where they don't have to fight gators or meth heads on a daily.
For a few months at a time.
For a few months. Anyway, all right, we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com.
Pump it out, yeah.
.com, yeah. PumpIt.com.
What are you whispering?
Okay. I don't know. I felt like being mysterious.com.
Weird. Weird to everybody, yeah.
I'm going to read you this story, and then we're going to rant about it, I'm sure. Motherhood is a lot more complicated in the 21st century, as Jesse James Decker found out when her 4-year-old son accidentally posted a nude shot of his dad to Papa Eric's socials. Who is Jesse James Decker? Do you know?
I don't. No, I don't.
Well, let me Google this lady.
Is she somebody famous?
She's a good-looking lady. is an American country pop singer-songwriter, former reality TV television personality, and entrepreneur. Okay, so she's a hot chick. Anyway, she's married to...
That's exactly it.
She's a hot chick. That's what it is. And looking at the photos, I'm sure she doesn't know a lot about world...
She was built.
She doesn't know a lot about world issues is what I'm guessing. I don't want to be a jerk. I'm just saying. Okay, so according to this... their son, Forrest Decker, was playing around with his cell phone when he hit send on a selfie taken while dad was showering a couple feet away in the background. The former football star took it in stride, posting in an Instagram story saying, "Time to change the code. So much for letting Forrest watch his Avengers videos during my shower."
Dude, terrible.
The Deckers were clued into the not safe for work situation by one of Jesse's friends, who DM'd her saying, "I can't stop laughing, Jesse. I can't. I'm not even sure if you know he has his phone, but if you don't, go grab it." So... I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I don't believe anything celebrities do when something like, your toddler accidentally posted a photo.
You wanted to be in the headlines, and here you are.
And here you are. And I'm sure that, and according to this too, he has nothing to be ashamed about. So they, I'm sorry. I don't believe it. I don't believe that your toddler, now I'm not saying technology it can't be tricky like this. I know it's happened, but I'm sorry. I just don't believe any time this happens with the celebrity. I don't.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I got a question for you real quick.
Oh, real quick. I'll get to your question. Again, folks, and we've said this before, just like Kim Kardashian didn't know the sex tape was being released, okay? Quote, unquote. What's your question, Hunter?
We all know that. Yeah, come on. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Why doesn't accidental nudes not be posted more often? Dude, there's times where I'm walking and my phone is swiping in my pocket. I can hear it like rubbing my leg and doing things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my God, thank God I don't do anything with this phone that could be anywhere near sketchy.
Yeah.
You would think with people at like butt dialing, you know?
Because this is exactly my point to this. Oh, yeah, the sun. Oh, I can't believe he posted that amazing nude photo of me. Oh, my God. How embarrassing that I looked. Because, Hunter, yes, we can pocket dial. And there's times you take your phone out of your pocket, you're like, whoa. But it takes a lot of
button
pushing.
How does it not happen more often?
Because it takes a lot of button pushing to actually get that out there on social media. That's why I don't buy this. It was an accident. Oh, my. Oh, me. Because, you know, it's never like an unflattering photo of like a booty hole. You know what I mean? It's always good photos. It's always good photos.
Perfect angle. Wait, that's filtered. Your four-year-old filtered that photo?
Yeah. No, I don't. And I get it. Kids nowadays, they got this stuff figured out. But you can't tell me that 4-year-old was like, no, he would go find Candy Crush. He'd go find something else. He's not going through your photos to post on Instagram. Shut up with this fake. Oh, my God. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, it sucks. You got to bring the headlines, man.
Like the nuts that were quote unquote accidentally posted on your Instagram. Mm. That's how it drives me. Nuts. You got to see what I'm saying? Because they posted a photo of his junk. That's what it was.
We got it.
It's so stupid. I'd rather just have a celebrity be like, hey, here's a nude photo of me. I look good. Enjoy. Right. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, I'm right there with you, man.
Accidental. You shut up. All right? Shut up.
It doesn't happen. No. I'm telling you. Somehow you can't accidentally upload a nude. It's just. Hey, can I tell you a quick story real quick?
I would love to hear it. Yeah, go for it.
I have a DJ friend, right? DJing, went to the bathroom. His friend thought it would be funny as he's in the bathroom to go through his phone and update his profile picture of his junk that he had taken. He went through his gallery or whatnot. Didn't realize it till the next day. Woke up with like 400 likes.
Dude. Fantastic.
People. Oh,
fantastic.
My God. Dude, could you imagine?
I love it. And then you just got to lean into it. All right? You do.
You have to at that point.
Yeah. But see there, that was intentionally done. Because you have to do a bunch of photos. Oh, here, I'm looking at the photo right now. Yeah, no, I don't. I don't buy it. Not one bit. Yeah. Not one bit. Ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, my God, I can't believe that this flattering photo of me got posted by my one-year-old. This is crazy. Oh, boy. Boy, this is embarrassing. Mm. Oh, excuse me. I don't look. My hair wasn't done. Shut up. Anyway, moving on. Here's another thing that'll make you mad. Now that my blood pressure's up. Have you heard about what BMW is doing?
Uh-uh.
Dude, this is bananas. BMW has, European car maker, has figured out a new way to make money. They're going to start charging owners a subscription fee to use the heated seats that are already installed in their cars.
Damn.
I'm not making this up.
You know what, though? You know what? The people, the Beamer owners, right on board, probably. Like, you know, I love my Beamer.
If I had a BMW, I would go to the headquarters, and I would set it on fire in front of the headquarters. It'll cost BMW drivers $18 a month to keep their tushies toasty.
Wow.
Right now, it's being charged in Europe, Asia, and New Zealand, where an angry Reddit group is already trying to find out ways to jailbreak the seats. BMW hasn't said whether they'll start charging month fees here or not. This is insane.
Dude, that's trash. That's a bunch of debt. Hey, so, you want to find a way to get people to leave your company? Yeah. That's a good way to do it. Well, come on. It's got to be like a joke.
Maybe to get some publicity, and they'll come back, hey, we're just kidding. This was a fun little test that we did. But I could see this. Corporations have become so money hungry. And that's the crazy thing is, Hunter, is that if you buy a new BMW, all the components are already in the car. But they're locked until you buy the subscription.
It's a bunch of BS, man. Yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, especially nowadays, don't piss people off. You don't even want to walk the edge these days. I'm telling you.
With the power of the internet.
Power of the internet, yeah. And communication, dude, yeah. People will be gone like that. See ya.
I mean, for me, this would make me, just on principle alone, I'd never buy a BMW because of this.
Here's the thing, BMW. You know how many other options there are out there now? Ridiculous amounts. Like you got to do everything you can to make your consumer happy.
Yeah. And charging for heated seats is not the way to do it.
The
only way I could see this working out is that if there is a small enough percentage of rich, snooty people that consider it a status symbol. Oh, yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, Steve.
Oh, God.
But I have to pay for my heated seats.
That guy sucks.
Oh, you know,
I don't want to be around that guy anyway.
You don't pay a monthly subscription for your heated seats?
No, I don't. I have them for free in my other car.
You know what I got? I got that thing from Walmart that you plug into your cigarette lighter. Works the exact same.
That. I forgot about that.
Works the exact same. Anyway, so, yeah. I'm angry. I'm sorry. I'm in a very bad mood now.
You need to pick a different morning dump.
Is there something else fun we can talk about? What kind of day is it today? Is there some special day going on?
Speaking of being heated.
Nice. I like what you did there. Let's end on that. Do I have a rim shot? Where's my rim shot? Hold on. Do that again, Hunter. Say it again.
Hey, speaking of being heated.
All right. That's your morning dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The morning dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 106.